COVID-19 cases confirmed through lab testing have been decreasing in Simcoe County and Muskoka, with an average of about 20 cases per day. This excludes cases confirmed by at-home test kits, which are not counted in the health unit stats. Other indicators are also mostly decreasing, with moderate percent positivity rates and active outbreaks. Testing of wastewater throughout the region shows a high level of SARS-CoV-2 DNA, which is the virus that causes COVID-19. The Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit indicates there is a moderate risk of COVID transmission in the community. There are 11 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID, reports the Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit. Hospitalizations have been decreasing since the last peak of 32 people hospitalized mid-January. There have been 17 deaths reported in February so far, but reporting is delayed. There were 8 deaths between Feb. 5 and 11, and 6 so far between February 12 and 18. There were 29 deaths reported in January and 24 in December. The last 20 deaths have been among seniors aged 70 years and older. Since March 2020, there have been 725 deaths reported in the region, including 582 that were COVID-19 related, and 132 unrelated to COVID-19. The cause of 11 of the deaths is unknown or still pending. There are 8 active outbreaks, including 4 in institutional settings, including hospitals and long-term care homes, and 4 in congregate settings, group homes and shelters. Weekly wastewater sampling in Orillia, Penetanguishene, Midland, Collingwood, and Bracebridge shows high SARS-CoV-2 signals in the communities, but with no increase or decrease. Those trends and indicators imply a moderate risk of COVID-19 in the community, or about the same as the bottom third of Wave 5 of the pandemic, which was driven by the Omicron variant, according to the health unit's ranking system. The health unit continues to recommend staying home if you are sick, and taking extra precautions if you test positive for COVID but have no symptoms, and/or if you've been exposed to someone with COVID. Wearing a 3-layer, well-fitted mask indoors in public settings is still recommended. Based on data collected over 120 days, the rate of COVID-19 hospitalization and ICU admission among unvaccinated or partially vaccinated adults aged 60 years or older is 3 times higher compared with adults with at least 1 booster dose. The rate of death for the same age range is 2 times higher for unvaccinated or partially vaccinated people compared to those with 1 booster dose. Vaccination remains an important defense against severe COVID-19, says the health unit. Within the region, 13% of the total population aged 12 years or older is unvaccinated, 30% has completed the primary, 2-dose, series only, and the rest have had booster doses, with 23% getting a booster in the last 6 months. For more information on COVID-19, vaccinations, and public health advice, visit the Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit website.